In the clandestine meeting, the witch's voice dripped with both promises and peril as she told the queen of a spell. If meticulously woven, it held the power to entwine the hearts of the 11 princes and Eliza, binding them to her. With eerie incantations resonating in the recesses of her mind, the queen returned to the palace, her heart pulsating with newfound determination. Under the cloak of night, when the moon cast a delicate glow upon the palace's grounds, the queen ventured to the far edge of the tranquil lake, seeking solitude in which to cast the intricate spell. With the waters ripple as her silent witness, she initiated the ritual, weaving the spell into the tapestry of the night. The air crackled with otherworldly energy, and distant thunder rumbled as incantations gently escaped her lips. As the night unfolded, the queen delved deeper into the mystic spell, the arcane words intertwining with her growing desperation. The moon cast eerie shadows that danced in tandem with flickering candlelight. With each passing hour, the queen's senses blurred the line between reality and illusion. Hallucinations, like spectral apparitions, shimmered at the edges of her vision. Whispers of unseen creatures echoed in her ears, and the rustle of phantom leaves became a choir of supernatural voices. The lake, once a serene reflection of the night sky, now seemed to ripple with ghostly energies responding to the dance of the queen's incantations. Reality slipped through the queen's grasp as the boundaries between this world and the supernatural distorted. Shadows stretched and contorted, adopting forms existing solely in the recesses of her fevered imagination. The seemingly endless night led her further and further into the labyrinth of dark and evil enchantments.